Amy came across the verse about women needing to be veiled while praying or prophesying, and now she is really concerned that she needs to be veiled, but confused about the meaning of this, and would like Dave to elaborate.
Mm-mm. Well, we don't have a lot of time to elaborate on it, but I will just point out to you 1 Corinthians 11, verse 4, says, every man praying or prophesying, having his head covered, dishonors his head, but every woman praying or prophesying with her head unveiled, it's a different word, folks, it shouldn't be uncovered, it is unveiled, having her head unveiled, dishonoreth her head, for it's one and the same thing as if she were shaven. So, I mean, in fact, I better read on. It says, but if a woman is not veiled, let her also be shorn. So it's talking about two different things. Being shorn and not having the veil is two different things. But they relate because you have a natural covering. The woman should have a natural covering, which is her hair, and the veil. Both of them are mentioned here. Okay? Verse 6, but if a woman is not veiled, let her also be shorn. But if it is a shame for a woman to be shorn or shaven, let her be veiled. That's definitely the word veiled here, folks. And the Bible says it. What can we say? Why should we argue with God? You say, because everybody else doesn't do it? No. It says it. It's plain. It's obvious. Now, you can argue about when sometimes, you know, where and who, because the word here is gune, and it just means woman, but it's a woman who has a sign of authority on her head. Okay, because of her husband. If you go back to verse 3, it says, I would have you to know that the head of every man is Christ, and the head of the woman is the man, and the head of Christ is God. The head of the woman is the man. So, verse 7, for a man indeed ought not to have his head veiled, for as much as he is the image and glory of God, but the woman is the glory of the man. For the man is not of the woman, but the woman of the man. For neither was the man created for the woman, but the woman for the man. For this cause ought the woman to have a sign of authority upon her head because of the angels. The sign of authority is the veil. Okay? And verse 11 says, nevertheless, neither is the woman without the man without the woman, in the Lord. For as the woman is of the man, so also is the man also by the woman. But all things are of God. Judge ye in yourselves. Is it seemly that a woman pray unto God unveiled? Well, no, that's what we just got through saying, you know, all the way through there, you know. Doth not even nature itself teach you? Now look, watch. Doth not even nature itself, it's talking about something else now, but a confirmation, right? Even nature itself teach you that if a man have long hair, it's a dishonor unto him, but if a woman have long hair, it is a glory unto her, for her hair is given to her for a covering. Not a veil, a covering. There are two different words here. Some versions don't have this as two different words, which that makes people think the hair is the veil. It's not. It says, let her also be shorn. You see? And it's plain here. That, no, if a woman prays, she should have a sign of authority on her head. And verse 16 says, but if any man seemeth to be contentious, we have no such custom, neither the churches of God. Well, if any man contends against this teaching, they have no such custom to accept anything against this teaching, neither the churches of God. That's what that means. They did it. All of the early church did it. Many other countries, they do it. It's just pure vanity that the women in this country reject it. Or ignorance. Sometimes it's ignorance, and people get the revelation of it. Now, I'm not talking about any law. I'm just telling you what God says. If you read this very carefully, in a decent translation, where you can see that covering and veil is actually two different words, then you understand very plainly that the Lord wants the woman to have long hair. It doesn't tell her how long. It just that's kind of between you and God, right? We can't make rules and regulations, right? That the woman have long hair, and that she have a veil when she prays to God. Okay. And again, we could get into other things, but at least I'm going to leave it at this for today, and that is that a wife has a sign of authority on her head. That covering is a sign of authority on her head of her submission to her husband. Right? Now, the word gune is used for both wife and women. It really can't be translated wife. I'm going to tell you why. Because it's used in both places. It just means woman. But a gune can be a married woman or an unmarried woman. Gune just means woman. You have to look in the text to see if she's married or not, you see. So the word gune is used for both. And what can I say? The Bible teaches it. We should teach it too. We shouldn't take away anything from the Word of God.